Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be sunny with a high near 78. Tonight, patchy fog after 4 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 53. And on Wednesday, patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 78. And in the news, in a report used here with permission from the Wisconsin Examiner, UW Health, nurses, and the union seeking to represent them have agreed to a legal process to establish whether the hospital system can recognize and bargain with a union. Hospital and union representatives, along with Governor Tony Evers, announced the deal Monday, averting a threatened three-day walkout by nurses that was to begin Tuesday morning. At the same time, UW Health has agreed to more directly engage with nurses who have joined the union through its existing system for getting employee input on issues relating to patient care and other topics, according to CEO Alan Kaplan and a nurses union representative, Colin Gillis. Evers, Gillis, and Kaplan announced the agreement at a noon press conference in the state capitol following 5 days of mediation, including 2 days of talks at the executive residence hosted by the governor. The threatened strike was aimed at pressuring the UW Hospital and Clinics Authority, the corporate entity that operates the hospital system, to recognize the nurses' union and to bargain with them in the face of what had been, until Monday, the administration's adamant refusal. Nurses seeking to restore union representation at UW Health have affiliated with the SEIU Healthcare Wisconsin, part of the Service Employees International Union. The new agreement doesn't automatically guarantee that the union will be recognized, but instead offers a path to resolve the question whether state law would allow it, said Kaplan. And in the meantime, the agreement gives the nurses, through the union, a stronger voice in the existing UW Health Shared Governance Program, according to Gillis. Quote, we already are resetting our relationship with UW Health from one dispute to one of a productive conversation, he said. Again, this report comes in part from the Wisconsin Examiner. As we reported yesterday, this evening in Viroqua, in the basement meeting room at the new Viroqua City Hall, the Viroqua City Council will meet for a final vote on a resubmitted ordinance that would clarify the rules for allowing utility task vehicles, or UTVs, on Viroqua City streets. The ordinance, which was adopted by the Public Safety Committee and sent to the council last year, which rejected it and sent it back for reevaluation, was once again passed at another meeting earlier this month, and now it is back in the hands of the council. The ordinance proposes hours for seasonal use of operating the vehicles, defined routes, licensing requirements, and other provisions. Former Mayor Karen Mitchell presided over the council when the first proposal was denied. Now, with a few other council member changes and a new mayor, Justin Running, who supports the UTV traffic in town, as well as Police Chief Rick Nadefelt, who also supports the ordinance, the future for the vehicles has new life. The Nearly Noon News will report the outcome of the vote on Wednesday. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.